Soderstrom. And you crack off all the eggs until there's only one standing. Josh was a winner a couple of years ago, weren't you?
As a rookie, yeah.
Pitch to Soderstrom is high. It's 1-0. I have never won.
It was like when UMBC beat Virginia. Or North Carolina State Houston. One of those kind of upsets.
George Mason to the Final Four. The 1-0. Swung on and fouled off the end of the bat back to the screen. It's 1-1. It's actually really fun. The kids really get into it. Every once in a while, one of the kids maybe gets a little attached to the egg, and when it cracks, we cry a little bit. Part of learning how to lose the right way. Lessons in there. 1-1 pitch to Soderstrom. Swing and a miss at a changeup. And it's 1-2. He's now working that changeup up a little bit in the zone. And he's getting some swing and miss with it. Henderson trying to potentially finish off what has been a dominant afternoon. 1-2 pitch. And he just missed outside of the fastball at 94. He was starting to walk off. He thought he had a three up, three down strikeout the side inning here in the sixth, but it just missed. It was the right call from Will Little. 2-2 is the count here on Soderstrom. Henderson kicks, delivers. Swing and a miss! He struck him out! Got him with a changeup, and Soderstrom tosses the bat in disgust with himself. Logan Henderson lets out a yell as he walks back into the dugout, and everybody here at American Family Field at their feet. What a debut here today in Milwaukee. He strikes out the side in the sixth. We go to the bottom half. 8-1 crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom and pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Baseball on the Radio is a tradition we're very happy to continue. Catch the Brewers all season long on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
TJ McFarland takes over on the mound for the A's, and Bryce Terang's the batter, takes inside, and it's 1-0. 8-1 Brewers, bottom of the sixth inning here in Milwaukee on Easter Sunday. McFarland's 1-0 pitch. That caught the outside corner with a breaking ball, and it's 1-1. Sixth inning is the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. Our contestant is Brian Paler from Arcadia. 1-1. That is a breaking ball for a strike. It's 1-2. Brian will win a gift card jackpot of $350 if a member of the crew hits a home run this inning. And $100 added for each additional home run as Terang hits one off the end of the bat towards third. Backhanded by the third baseman Schumann. His throw to first will be late. And Terang has himself an infield single to lead off the bottom of the sixth.
And before Cheerio hits 10 for ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
With Josh Maurer and Ken Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you here from American Family Field in Milwaukee. 8-1 crew. Terang at first, nobody out. Cheerio the batter and chops one foul off of his foot, and he's hopping around behind home plate. After getting a piece of his foot with that foul ball, it's 0-1. Terang at first, nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. It is, as we told you, our Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. 350 is our jackpot for Brian Painler. 100 for each additional home run. Visit any participating Woodman's store to enter. Service and savings, that's Woodman's. Here's the 0-1 to Cheerio. And it's a chopper on the right side. Charging it is the second baseman, Urias. He flips it to first in time to get Cheerio. On to second goes Terang. And he's here now with one out. And here's Christian Yelich. Logan Henderson, we told you that Tyler Alexander had been getting loose in the bottom of the fifth. Henderson comes out and strikes out the side in the sixth. He has 9 strikeouts now this afternoon. Alexander is getting loose again in the bullpen now in the bottom of the sixth. McFarland looks at second and brings home the pitch, and Yelich took a strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. It's going to be interesting to see what Pat Murphy does. Does he say, great job, kid, after 6 really strong innings, allowing just the 1 run? 0-1. And Yelich took down in the dirt. Good block by Langoliers. It's 1-1. Or does he say, you've earned the ball? Go back out there in the 7th. I think either decision is a great one at this point. 1-1. Yelich takes a sweeper down and away, and it's 2-2 on Christian.
You made a great point to me off air. We were having that debate, and you said, you know, that's just such a great way to end it. Let that strike out the side be the final pitch.
2-1 to Yelich. Missed inside. 3-1. The other part of the equation is he hasn't pitched in 10 days, which is not your normal routine. Doesn't mean you can't push him up there a little bit from a pitch count standpoint, but a little different. 3-1 is a swing and a miss on a sinker that ran in, and it's 3-2. But I won't fault Pat Murphy for either decision. I think you can certainly get on board with either way he decides to do this. 3-2 to Yelich. Got a piece of it and found it back behind home plate. Don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 cheeseburgers, 2 orders of fries for $17.99. Win, lose, home or away. Visit georgewebb.com for locations and details. And now McFarland wants a new baseball, so he tosses that one out of play. And Will Little will hand Langoliers a new one to throw out to him. Noah Murdoch is getting loose in the A's bullpen here. McFarland brings home the 3-2 pitch. Yelich, a ground ball to short. Wilson stays down on it, sets his feet, throws to first. Oh, Yelich beat it out. Hustling up the line. What an example he's been on the base paths this afternoon. That was a pretty routine ball, but Wilson kind of double clutched and took his time. Must have forgot who was running. And that little hesitation was just enough to allow Yelich to beat it out with an infield single. Yelich on base for the 3rd time today, his 2nd hit. And now here's William Contreras with runners on the corners. And just 1 out in the inning. McFarland looks at first, brings home the pitch. And the sweeper missed low. It's 1-0. It is an 8-1 Brewers lead. They've out-hit the A's 9-3 so far this afternoon. Contreras 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. He took a big hack at a changeup down and in. It's 1-1. Winner of this one gets the series. Brewers very much in control right now. 1-1 pitch. Way outside with a two-seam fastball, and it's 2-1. And a chance to make that mountain that the A's would have to climb for a comeback all that much steeper with one big swing here. McFarland, the 2-1 pitch. Ground ball, left side, it'll get into left field for a base hit. Terang streaks home. Yelich stops at second. It's an RBI single for Contreras, and it is 9-1 Milwaukee. William drives in his 13th of the season. After having his hitting streak snapped last night, he starts up another one here this afternoon. So first and second and one away for Rhys Hoskins now. Hoskins, 2 for 3. He's driven in two. Had the solo home run back in the third. McFarland looks at second in the pitch. In there with a strike on a breaking ball, and it's 0-1. Defend American Family Field when the Brewers host the Cubs for the first time this season, May 2nd through the 4th. That's the next homestand. Battle of NL Central contenders and rivalry action. 0-1. Hoskins took way outside. It's 1-1. Get your seats before they're gone at brewers.com/ticket finder. Still just one out in the inning. Brewers making McFarland work. They have only failed to score a run in one inning so far today. Pitch is hit in the air but foul down the right field line. And it's 1-2 on Hoskins. The fifth inning, they failed to score. Now, in the fifth, they had a leadoff single. So it wasn't as if they didn't have an opportunity in the fifth. They had a couple of base runners in that fifth inning, but didn't push anything across. 1-2 pitch. Fly ball down the right field line. That'll get out of play. And foul. That was a sweeper. It was off the plate a little bit, but close enough that Hoskins had to try to fight it off, and he did so. One, two pitch, ground ball left side. Big hop for Schumann. He goes to second for one, on to first in time. And the A's turn a 5-4-3 double play. And the inning is over, but the Brewers get another run. And they lead it 9-1 as we head to the seventh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What if a customer slips and falls on your property? What if sparks from an employee's grinder cause a house fire on your job site? Unexpected things happen every day, but you can make sure your business doesn't get hurt with a carefully crafted general liability policy from West Bend. Be sure your independent agent understands your business, because at West Bend, the worst brings out our best. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com.
It's been well over 100 years since Abner Doubleday invented the game that would become America's pastime. About that same time in Milwaukee, a young Frederick Usinger was perfecting some old world sausage recipes. Now, nearly 150 years later, both are still going strong. Some things are just too good to tinker with. The perfect game and the ideal food to go with it. This summer, enjoy America's best, Usingers and baseball. It's just not summer without them.
Hey, I went to the new place. They didn't have everything, but the bananas were on sale.
Wait, why didn't you go to Woodman's?
Hi, we're the Woodman's.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil.
Other stores promote a few items, but charge more for everything else.
At Woodman's, you save big time money on your whole grocery bill.
I even use the app to compare prices.
Oh my gosh, talk about receipt regret.
Our work here is done.
Save on trimmers, sprayers, and more. Plus, get free battery offers by shopping online or at participating local steel dealers for a limited time while supplies last.
Well, the day is done for Logan Henderson. What a debut for the 23-year-old here this afternoon. Henderson goes 6 innings, 3 hits, the 1 run, a walk, and 9 strikeouts. He gives way to Tyler Alexander as we head to the 7th. It is 9-1 Crew. And here is Josh Maurer to take you through the next inning.
I'll tell you what, in recent years, we've seen some brilliant Major League debut starts from Brewers. That might have been the best.
That's as good as I've seen since Freddie Peralta in 2018. Robert Gasser last year would have been up there, too.
Yep. And, of course, Chad Patrick's first start earlier this year was great. Tobias Myers last year, pretty good.
Chad Patrick's wasn't as long, but because of how needed it was with where the Brewers were at, it was significant.
So now it's Alexander versus Shea Langeliers. First the foul ball, and now he takes a strike. It's nothing in two. Tyler had been in the rotation. This would have been his start, but Logan Henderson took his spot. Gave up 8 runs in 4 innings against the Tigers Monday. 0-2 pitch. Just a little bit outside on Shea Langeliers, 1-2. So Tyler now back into a swingman role. He can give you length out of the bullpen. The 1-2 pitch. Inside corner, got him looking with a perfectly placed sinking fastball. And he picks up right where Logan Henderson left off. That is 4 consecutive strikeouts for Brewers pitching. How's that for the way to begin the third time through this Athletics batting order? Langeliers has struck out 3 times now. Ortho ASAP presents all of them. And now J.J. Blade, lefty versus lefty. Alexander's pitch grounded past the mound up the middle, but the shortstop Ortiz ranging to his left. Fields behind the bag, throws out Blade. 2 quick outs. And that'll bring up Jacob Wilson, who's 1-for-2. The only run for the Athletics, a home run from Seth Brown back in the 5th. There were 83 pitches for Henderson. 1 walk, 9 strikeouts. Alexander's 6th appearance as a Brewer and 3rd as a reliever. And the pitch is in there for a strike on Wilson. It has been quite a series rubber match if you're on the Milwaukee side. Scored 4 in the first and have not looked back. Wilson takes outside 1-1. The Brewers set a modern era record by stealing 6 bases in that 4-run first inning. They've set a franchise record with 9 steals total in this game already. 1-1 to Wilson. Fouled back into the screen, and Alexander has him in a 1-2 hole. If this holds, the Brewers will finish a 4-2 homestand. Winning series against a couple of American League opponents in the process, Detroit and the A's. 2 out in the 7th. They're up 9-1 in the pitch. Inside on Wilson on a fastball, 2-2. And also, if this holds, the Brewers will have won all 4 home series they've played to start the year. Heading out on the road for a 10-game trip. The pitch fouled on the right side by Wilson, who can really spoil some tough 2-strike pitches. It's still 2-2. It's going to be the longest road trip of the season. 3 cities, 10 games over 11 days. And it starts tomorrow night in San Francisco by the Bay against Willie Adames and the Giants. 2-2 pitch, line drive right field, slicing away from Chorio. Over into the corner, Chorio can't get it, but it's fouled. Not a lot of territory between the chalk and the sidewall, but Jacob Wilson found a little bit of it. Remains 2-2.
Always fun to go to the ballpark in San Francisco. Oracle's one of my favorites. Giants are playing great baseball. Really formidable club. They improved themselves in the offseason, and they've shown that so far in April for sure.
As we drive around the league, brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. 2-2 pitch, in on the ground up the middle, and Jacob Wilson shoots it through into center field. He's got another base hit. It'll be a 2-out single as Frelick throws it in. He is 2-for-3. That makes him 5-for-11 in the series. He's a rookie, I think. I've told you this off air. He looks like the kind of hitter that can win batting titles.
Have you looked at this Reds score?
I was going to get to that. It's 20-1 Cincinnati in Baltimore in the eighth inning. 20-1 at Camden Yards for Terry Francona's team. Seth Brown fouls the first pitch out of play.
You know, it's amazing to me. There's only been two home runs hit by the Reds. De La Cruz has one. Noelvi Marte has one. That's it. 23 hits.
Remember, they couldn't hardly hit the ball at all when they were here a couple of weekends ago. The one pitch, Brown, who's got a home run today, takes low and away 1-1. That Cincinnati team, if they can hit that way, they're going to be formidable. Or anywhere close to that way.
Yeah, they did that on Charlie Morton. Brewers kind of did that to Charlie Morton last year, if memory serves.
Yeah.
Down in Atlanta.
1-1 to Brown, swing and a miss. Big breaking ball from Alexander, 1-2.
Maybe not 20-1, but they got after him early.
That would be another series win for the Reds. If they hold on to a 20-1 lead that they've got in the eighth, I think it's safe to say it will be. 9-1 Brewers here in the seventh on the 1-2. Strike three called. Lower outside corner rings up Seth Brown and Tyler Alexander. A couple of ortho ASAP strikeouts in a scoreless seventh. When we come back, we will relive one of the great Easter memories in Brewers franchise history as called by Uke. We're going to the bottom of the seventh. It's 9-1 on the Brewers Radio Network presented by American Family Insurance.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Brewers ticket plans are still available starting at just under $300. Enjoy Brewers action all summer long and secure savings of up to 35%, plus the best locations and benefits like concessions discounts. Learn more at brewers.com/ticketfinder.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Members of Liona are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LionaWisconsin.org. LIUNAWisconsin.org.
Your hometown crew.
Yelich trying to steal home. Here's the throw to the plate. He's safe.
No matter where you live.
Yelich sprinted home.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Yeah. 3-2, two outs, 4-4, ninth inning. Gantner, there he goes. The pitch, a swing and a fly ball. Right field and deep. Get up and get out of here.
The great Bob Uecker. Easter Sunday, 1987, Dale Swaim and Team Streak. One of the great moments in the history of this franchise in the regular season anyway. That's how you put it, Lane, I think perfectly earlier. And there are people that still relive that Sunday. They're driving around in their cars, and they couldn't believe the comeback that they heard that afternoon, right?
Really one of the first regular season games when I was hired in 2016 that you got to know about it. You got to learn about it. You got to learn about that game. You have to find out all the particulars of it and talk to the people that were a part of it. And everybody, when they talk about it, they talk about two things. They talk about the great weather. They talk about the home runs, Deer and then Swaim, but then they all talk about Uke's calls of the moment too, and how authentic and genuine it was. And of course, as we know more than anybody could know, that was Uke. He was just the most authentic broadcaster you'll ever come across in this business.
1987. Well, we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Noah Murdock, the right-hander, takes over for the A's, who trail the Brewers 9-1. And he delivers two strikes right at the knees to Sal Frelick each time, nothing in two. Frelick has not been retired. A couple of singles and a walk. Officially 2-for-2. Here comes the 0-2. Line drive hit back through the middle, and Sal is 3-for-3. Straight through into center field it goes. A rude greeting of Murdock. Noah Murdock is a Rule 5 pickup. Made the team, has to stay on the Athletics throughout the season in order to avoid being offered back to his original club, the Royals. Coming into appearance number 8. He's got rough numbers. He misses outside on Joey Ortiz. Murdock 1-0, but with a 6.97 earned run average. So Frelick at first with nobody out, and the pitch. Letter high strike, 1-1. Seventh inning stretch brought to you by Island Resort and Casino. Sweet Grass and Sage Run Golf Course is open in May. You can take advantage of the early season stay-and-play package race. Little blooper into right by Ortiz. Butler won't get it. Coming in right. Has to play it off the bounce. And Joey Ortiz gets his first hit of the day. Up to second goes Frelick, and it's first and second with nobody out. Anyway, those golf courses at Island Resort and Casino, Sweetgrass and Sage Run, stay and play package rates available through May 23rd. So the Brewers already up by 8 in this series rubber match here in the seventh. Bring up Eric Haas, the catcher, with 2 on. And the pitch by Murdock is into the knees for a strike. It's nothing and 1. That was the 12th hit of the game, but the first for Joey. 0-1 pitch. Broken bat, and he shoots it foul off the first base dugout fencing. Does Haas. He'll have to get some new lumber behind in the count, nothing in 2. Murdock came in on the hands and killed a bat in the process. Josh Maurer with Lane Grindle and producer engineer Kent Sommerfeld. We hope you and yours have had a very happy and healthy Easter weekend. Lane was telling you that the next home series is going to be against the Cubs, and that's almost 2 weeks from now before we play in this field again. Haas with a new bat, swings and hits it very softly, foul. 0-2, count holds here from Murdock. The upcoming road trip will take Milwaukee through San Francisco, then a divisional series next weekend at St. Louis before going to play the White Sox interleague. 0-2 again. Flared in back of second base. That's going to fall in for a base hit. And around third comes Frelick. He'll score. First to third, Ortiz. Throw from Blade hits Ortiz. It bounces down the steps of the third base dugout. An error. Scoring the second run of the play is Ortiz on Blade's error. They'll give the batter Haas third base as that ball went out of play. He's got an RBI single. The Brewers score 2 and lead this game 11-1. And when it rains, it pours for the Athletics.
This has not been a defensive clinic by the A's this afternoon whatsoever.
It's going to be their fourth error. Blade actually made a pretty good throw. It's unlucky that he has to get charged with it, but you got to give an error to somebody. It hit Joey Ortiz as he was diving head first into the bag, and then it went down the stairwell of the dugout. Now 0-1 on Caleb Durbin. Runner at third. He hits one out in front of the plate. Play for the pitcher, Murdoch. Fields, make sure the runner isn't scoring, and he throws out Durbin. That is finally the first out of the inning for Noah Murdoch. 11-1 Milwaukee. Here is the unfortunate side of things for the A's today, if you're looking at it. They've walked five, hit a batter, committed a balk, and four errors, and allowed nine stolen bases. I mean, that is a rough day, and the Brewers have kind of brought it to them. Runner at third for Bryce Terang, who swings through the pitch.
Yeah, every Brewer but Durbin now in the lineup has a hit after that Haas base hit.
Haas is the man who's at third base. The 0-1 pitch lifted into left field. This should be deep enough to score the run. Backtracking is Seth Brown in front of the track. He makes the grab. Eric Haas tags. Eric Haas will score. No problem. The 12th Milwaukee run of the day. Bryce Terang with a sacrifice fly. And it is now 12-1 the Crew in the seventh inning. There's an unearned run on the board. So three in the inning off of Noah Murdoch. Base is clear now with two away for Jackson Churio. Murdoch throws, and a breaking ball dips in for a strike. It's nothing and one. Churio 1-for-4. It was an RBI double in the second inning. The 0-1 pitch. Down and in, 1-1. Murdoch with a 1-1 pitch. Hit late, foul wickedly wide of first. Hit the sidewall over that way, and it's 1-2. It's interesting. The Brewers have 13 hits, 12 runs. Churio's only got one hit. Contreras only has one hit. It's been some other guys stepping up. Told you, Frelick now with three knocks. A couple for Hoskins. Christian Yelich with two. Pitch, breaking ball outside on Churio, 2-2. It's been a collective effort this afternoon to win a series against a very good A's team. We think this is an improved ball club this year. 2-2 pitch. Popped foul. Back out of play by Churio. Game. The pitch is grounded through the right side. It's as if Jackson heard me say he's only got one hit and he wanted to add on. Grounds it the opposite way for a two-out single against Noah Murdoch. And that should make all the runs in the inning now earned. That's the fourth single here in the seventh against the Rule 5 pick for the Athletics, Noah Murdoch. It brings up Christian Yelich. You can celebrate your special occasion at a Brewers game. What a great way to celebrate it. Yelly takes outside ball one. Assemble your crew of 15 or more and enjoy discounted ticket pricing and preferred seating. Plus, he can just let the reps take the stress out of planning. Yelich takes inside 2-0. Learn more, brewers.com/groups. 15 or more. Bring them out to a ball game here. We'll take care of you. Big day for Yelich. Two hits and a walk. 2-0 pitch. Outside for Murdoch. 3-0 as Jacob Lopez, the left-hander, gets loose in the A's bullpen. Murdoch struggling to get through the seventh. Three runs across. It's 12-1 Milwaukee. And Yelich looks at a strike. It's 3-1. Hitters count, 3-1 pitch, outside ball four. That's the fourth time in this game that Yelly reaches base. Second on a base on balls, walk right in, says Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. And the Athletics pitching coach, Scott Emerson, is going to come out and pay a visit here. As William Contreras will come up with runners on at first and second. Still two out in the inning. Assuming this holds, it's an 11-run lead for the Brewers here in the seventh. They only need six more defensive outs to finish it off. I just want to point out what's happened, Lane. Ever since that tough series in New York, and it felt like the sky was falling, and then the home opener, they lose to the Royals. It's been about, what, 2.5 weeks since that? The Brewers are going to be 12-6 after that 0-4 start. They'll have won 5 of 6 series.
And the only series they didn't win, they blew a 4-0 lead in the ninth in Arizona, so they were in position for sure to win that series, too.
Potawatomi trip to the mound ends. Ball one to Contreras, and he takes outside from Murdoch. It's 2-0. Even with all the starting pitchers on the injured list, some of the ups and downs from some of the big bats in the lineup, 2-0 is inside, 3-0 with Hoskins on deck. This Brewers team is figuring out ways to be one of the best, really anywhere in baseball in the month of April. 3-0, you imagine that Contreras will take a strike. 2-on, 2-out, he does, but it wasn't a strike. It's up for ball four. That'll load the bases. And the ninth batter of the seventh inning will be Reese Hoskins. Will he face Murdoch is the question. After back-to-back ortho ASAP walks, I'm not sure that Mark Kotze, the Athletics manager, really wants to keep going with Noah Murdoch, but the guy they have throwing in the bullpen is a lefty in Lopez, and so they're going to keep Murdoch going to face the right-hander Hoskins. Bags packed. The pitch, he takes a strike on the inside corner. Three runs in, and now three straight have reached with two out. The 0-1, big swing, no contact. Oh, he tried to hit a salami right there, did Reese Hoskins. 0-2, though. Hoskins has a home run today and an RBI single. 0-2 pitch. Fouled it off the mask, the catcher, Langoliers. Bounded to the backstop. Remains nothing in two. Hoskins has been one of the big contributors throughout this homestand, where the Brewers will win series, it looks like, against the Tigers and the A's. 0-2, breaking ball low, 1-2. Three homers and six runs batted in during the homestand. Bases loaded, two out. Murdoch's 1-2. Breaking ball outside again. Reese not fishing after that pitch. Consecutive ones taken low and away. Three runs in. Murdoch has his sign. The 2-2 outside. Sinking fastball. And that was off the plate by maybe half a foot. It's a full count, and there's no room at the end. Base is loaded. All three will go. Churio, Yelich, Contreras. Murdoch, the 3-2 pitch. Swung on line in the right center field. It's in for a base hit. Two runs have scored. The third goes Contreras. It's a two-run single. Reese Hoskins with a 4-RBI Easter Sunday to cap off an incredible homestand. Hoskins has just made this game 14-1 in the seventh. Five runs against the Rule 5 pickup, Noah Murdoch, and that's it for him. Mark Kotze comes and makes a pitching change. You know, it's a case of the Brewers, even at that point before that swing, they're holding an 11-run lead. They're still grinding.
Yeah.
Hoskins behind 0-2, works it full, and gets a two-run single. U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen.
Nothing is ever enough. That's the mentality that this team wants to take on, and that's what it's been so far.
Proud to support the Brew Crew, U.S. Cellular. When the game is on, don't miss your chance to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Here comes the lefty, Jacob Lopez, 14-1 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
and the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Oh, good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Drum roll, please!
Carbliss is here with refreshing new flavors.
Introducing their Tropical Bliss Variety Pack. Let the summertime flavors of blood orange, watermelon, raspberry, and grapefruit whisk you away from the winter blues. New flavors, same great Carbliss perks. Every handcrafted cocktail still has zero sugar, zero carbs, and just 100 calories. Find the Tropical Bliss Variety Pack in-store wherever Carbliss is sold and enjoy your winter passport to paradise. Grab a pack today and discover why Bliss is more with Carbliss.
Jacob Lopez pitching for the second time in the series. Misses with ball one to Sal Frelick. Now the pitch. Breaking ball. Spins in for a strike. 1-1 at third base Contreras. At first, Rhys Hoskins after his two-run single. Five in. It's 14-1 Brewers. Bottom of the seventh. The 1-1. Hit on the ground to second base. Two bounces played by Luis Urias, and he throws out Frelick, who is retired for the first time all day in five trips to the batter's box. The Brewers send 10 to the plate, and they score five. They strand two. 14-1 Milwaukee. What an Easter Sunday at American Family Field. We go to the eighth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Heard about Quick Trip's Around the Bases game? So next, fill up at Quick Trip. Get a Snickers, Twix, or Starburst using your Quick Rewards, and you're in the game. If you're picked and the Brewers score anytime during the first inning, you get a $100 Quick Trip gift card. $100! That's a lot of candy bars, or glazers, or whatever you want. Just one more reason you're always glad you fueled up at Quick Trip. No purchase necessary. Details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. Mars Wrigley and Quick Trip, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Save big money this spring with help from Menards. Get your garden ready with groundbreaking power equipment from Earthquake. Tillers are great for breaking ground to creating a smooth seed bed. The Earthquake Pioneer Tiller is designed to give you more control while still providing all of the benefits of a heavy-duty, dual-direction tiller. Hurry in for all your lawn and garden needs and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Helpful phrases for modern living. Tape one. To say hello, you say, hey there.
Hey there.
To say, I'm not sleeping, you say, I'm fine, thanks.
I'm fine, thanks.
To say, I avoid my friends, you say, it's all good.
It's all good.
Saying you're fine when you're not, we've all been there. But not saying something when things get tough doesn't help. Your mental health deserves a voice. Visit FindSupportWI.org today.
The best sounds you can get.
It's back, track, bye-bye baseball!
All season long, this is the Brewers Radio Network.
Eighth inning, it is 14-1 Brewers. Tyler Alexander back to work, and here's Lane Grindle to take you home.
All right, thank you very much. Josh Luis Urias turns on the first pitch foul. And out of play down the left field line. That was a cutter in from Alexander. It's 0-1 on Wicho. Alexander's 0-1 pitch. He is swung on and fouled right back towards us. The net grabs it. And it's no balls and two strikes. A five-run seventh. Brewers had a very healthy 9-1 lead going into the seventh inning. And then they had their biggest inning of the game yet, which is saying something. The 0-2 pitch missed down and away with a cutter. And it's one ball and two strikes on Urias. After that first inning, didn't feel like you could squeeze anything more into an inning than that one, but the Brewers might have done so in the seventh. check on a changeup that missed low and away, and it's two balls and two strikes on Urias. Urias, one for two, had a base hit against Henderson back in the fifth. 2-2 offering. Ground ball to short. Ortiz gets around it, sets his feet, fires to first. There's one away. One down for Max Schumann. Isaac Collins has come into this game in left, replacing Christian Yelich, so Christian's day is done. Get the last couple of innings off of his feet and get ready for this road trip that the Brewers embark on, leaving tonight and starting tomorrow night in San Francisco. Alexander sets up on the third base side of the rubber, brings home the pitch to Schumann, and missed outside, 1-0. Today's eighth inning is brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Earn great union wages and benefits, building Wisconsin's infrastructure. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Learn more at liunawisconsin.org. That's L-I-U-N-A, Wisconsin.org, and feel the power. Here's the 1-1 to Schumann. Missed outside. It's two balls and one strike. A 14-1 lead for the Crew. They have outhit the A's today 15-4. To 1. Swing and a miss. Chased an elevated cut fastball. It's 2-2. Reds final 24-2 over Baltimore. I get Cincinnati back to 500 at 11-11. Now time is called by Schumann. So 38-3, the Reds and Brewers are beating the A's and Orioles today. Go NL Central. The pitch missed inside, and it's three balls and two strikes on Schumann.
Yeah, take that, American League.
Yeah. That's incredible. Three-two pitch from Alexander. Popped up foul and out of play first base side. Stays at 3-2. Goes back to the top of the order. And what is scheduled to be Lawrence Butler, but it is not Lawrence Butler in the on-deck circle currently for the A's. 3-2 pitch. Schumann, a fly ball into right. This is playable for Churio. Comes in just a couple of steps, makes a two-handed catch. And there's two away. And we will have Johnny Pareda, the backup catcher, I believe, who is going to hit here for Lawrence Butler.
I'm going to take a guess and say he's going to be the pitcher in the bottom of the inning.
You know what? That's a pretty good guess, I think. Josh?
He's already done it once this season.
The fact that you know that.
Well, I'm looking at the stat sheet right here.
You didn't have it off the top of your head. I know that. Pareda pops it up, foul and out of play. First base side. It's 0-1. Yeah. After I said that, I was like, well, there's no way he just had that.
That's right here.
Yeah.
That was the big giveaway.
You should have played along. 0-1. Missed outside. It's one ball and one strike. Well, you know, I was watching some video, trying to do some advanced scouting on these A's pitchers. Pareda's film popped up. I watched it. Good changeup. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Elevated a fastball at 90. Snuck it past him. It's 1-2 on Pareda. Well, how can he pitch? He's not warming up right now. He doesn't even get to go to the bullpen. Get loose. 1-2. Upstairs, two balls and two strikes. I do enjoy how with position players it turns into Little League, where they just, you know, you wave them in from their position, hand them the ball. You get about eight tosses and you're good to go. 2-2 pitch. And he got him looking. Beautiful breaking ball. Right down the middle from Tyler Alexander. He works a 1-2-3. Top of the eighth inning. Gets an ortho ASAP strikeout. His third in relief here this afternoon. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's 14-1 Crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Josh was wrong.
Boo.
Johnny Pareda is not pitching. He's catching. It'll be Jacob Lopez, the left-hander, to take over on the mound for the A's. I guess one thing we could have paid attention to is, was Lopez still up in the bullpen during that half inning? He had been up earlier.
Well, he actually got the last out of the last inning.
Oh, right. That's right.
So, bullpen wouldn't have helped you, Lane.
Joey Ortiz swinging a miss. It's 0-1. That was your inning.
Thanks for paying attention.
I actually was. I didn't write it in yet in my book. 0-1. Swinging a miss. Down 2 in the count now for Ortiz. And if it's not in the book, then it's not in the game for me. Oh, 2 pitches high, 1-2 here on Ortiz. Schumann goes to right because Butler's out of this game. And the pitch missed down and away. And it's 2-2 now on Ortiz. Max Muncy is at third base for the Athletics. 2-2 here on Ortiz.
So they lost their DH.
Liner and snagged out of the air by Soderstrom to take a hit away from Joey Ortiz. So one away. And here's Eric Haas. Well, it's a good day for a shandy. Always a good day for a Leinenkugel's summer shandy. A refreshing Weiss beer with natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's, flavor of the moment.
Or they lost their catcher. They did. Langoliers is out.
Pitch to Haas is high. It's 1-0. Yeah, Rooker's still in there as the DH, right?
Yep. I'm 0-2 this inning.
Yeah. At least you had Lopez in the game. Here's a liner down the left field line. That is foul. And it's 1-1 on Haas. That'd have been a problem if you didn't. Where I denote that there's a pitching change, I had that in my book, too. 1-1 is outside. 2-1. This has kind of turned into spring training a little bit when you look at your scorebook, at least on the Brewers side of it. There is like no blank squares in my scoring sheet. Here's a soft liner into right center field. That's going to get in for a base hit for Eric Haas, his second hit of the day. The hit parade continues for the crew. And now here's Caleb Durbin, the only Brewer that started this game that doesn't have a hit. Durbin is 0 for 3. Brewers have Vinny Capra in the on-deck circle to pinch hit for Bryce Terang. It is 14-1 Brewers in the bottom of the eighth. The pitch, and Durbin swings on it and fouls it back and into the net, and it's 0-1. Well, the Brewers have plenty of Network Health insurance runs. They grabbed five of them in the bottom of the seventh. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Durbin took outside. It's 1-1. Score big with a health insurance plan from Network Health. Visit NetworkHealth.com today to find the perfect plan for you. 1-1 on Durbin. Lopez's pitch missed outside. It's 2-1. Been a very prolific day at the ballpark for the Brewers offense. A wonderful debut from Logan Henderson. And the 2-1 from Lopez. Fouled back and out of play. And it's 2-2 on Caleb Durbin. Lopez brings home the 2-2 pitch. Durbin, a fly ball into shallow left. Wilson, the shortstop, going out, calling everybody off and making the catch. And there's two away. And now Vinny Capra will hit for Terang. With two outs and a runner at first. Brewers would not be their largest margin of victory if the score stays this way. Remember the 17-2 win against the Rockies back on April the 9th. That would stand as the biggest margin, a 15-run margin for the crew on that night. So here's Capra. First pitch from Lopez. He is in there with a strike on a slider, and it's 0-1. Oh, winners of multiple awards, including Best in Class, Pine River Cheese Spreads, the only one you want on your crackers. 0-1 is up and in, and it's 1-1. Or maybe even you could spread it on your freshly grilled using or brat. That's a great way to start this season off right. Add a pint of tasty Cedar Crest ice cream and call it a good day. Capra takes outside, and it's 2-1 on Vinny. Vinny relegated to a bench role now with Caleb Durbin up here. 2-1 pitch. Popped him up. Foul territory, first base side, Soderstrom. Into foul territory, makes the catch, and the inning is over. We go to the ninth inning. Brewers will try to finish this one off. A 14-1 lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Every regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pin in the left field Lowe's bleachers will receive a free Brewers can holder, courtesy of Miller Lite and Leinenkugel's. Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
Introducing the newest carbless flavor,
Mango Vodka. Flavored with the essence of the ripest, freshest mangoes, Carbless Mango Vodka will transport your taste buds to a sunny beach getaway. New flavor, still the same carbless crafted cocktails with zero carbs, zero sugars, and only 100 calories. Enjoy a refreshing vodka cocktail without the guilt. Four packs of the new Carbless Mango Vodka cocktail are available in stores near you. Find your bliss today at drinkcarbless.com and escape with every sip.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams.
Brent Rooker leads off the top of the ninth inning. It's a 14-1 Brewers lead. Tyler Alexander back out there on the mound for his third inning of work. As Alexander brings home the first pitch to Rooker, and it's in there for a strike. It's 0-1. This would be a save opportunity for Alexander, working nine outs potentially. Wisconsin Dental Association Dental Savings Club saves opportunity. Save up to 55% on dental care from a network of trusted WDA dentists. 0-1 is a fly ball to right, and right in the tracks of Churio. He takes maybe two steps back, squares up, and makes the catch. And there's one away here in the A's ninth. Tyler Soderstrom now comes to the plate. Brewers also with some changes defensively. Capra stays in the game. He's at third. And Durbin flips over to second base.